Hello, I'm James Schaefer, and this is going to be my study abroad story. I studied abroad last fall in Barcelona, Spain, my junior year of college. And with me is my partner.
I'm Rachel Aquaviva, and I'm going to be listening to James' story today.
So one of these, this is one of my most profound memories from my time studying in Spain. And it's also one of my more haunting memories, but something that I thought was really important, something I learned a lot from. So prior to my arrival in Spain, about a week before my trip left for Barcelona, there was a pretty significant terror attack in Barcelona in Las Ramblas, which is the most famous street in Barcelona. It's like a busy street with a lot of outdoor shopping and vendors. And a radical drove a van into a crowd, killing a lot of people. And that was pretty shocking and definitely something that made my parents worry and put a little bit of fear in my own self prior to arriving, because no one wants to hear that right before they go somewhere new. And so that was sort of fresh on my mind upon arriving in the city. And it was definitely noticeable, as there was an increased police presence in a lot of crowded, sort of touristy areas. And I think people were a bit on edge, and I certainly was aware of it, but wasn't too concerned. Anyways, about a week and a half, 2 weeks into our trip, I was walking home alone from a friend's apartment in the city. I was still getting my bearings, still didn't really know my way around, and was just trying to sort of assimilate into my time there in Barcelona. And my apartment was in a really touristy part of the city. It was right near the famous La Sagrada Familia, which is one of the most famous churches in the world, and arguably the most famous tourist spot in Barcelona. So every day, whether I walked to class, to my internship, to go sightseeing, to hang out with friends, I'd walk to that metro station and would be surrounded by tourists. It was sort of like living near Times Square in New York City. On this night, I remember walking back, and the train, the metro that would usually run right under La Sagrada Familia and let me out about a block from my apartment, was stopped, and there was an announcement that it would not be continuing on to the next station. And I just assumed it was some sort of technical failure or something wrong with the train. And so everyone got off and walked out onto the platform, and I walked out up onto the street. And I wasn't really concerned. Growing up near New York, the subways in New York are terrible, and this happens all the time. Or you'll be stuck on a train and it's just sitting on the track. So I really didn't think much of it. And I thought, okay, I'll just get to walk through my neighborhood about four or five blocks. I remember as I made my way about two blocks closer to my apartment, I started to see sort of crowds of people streaming the other way. No one was really panicked, and no one was really running, but there was certainly really no one walking the way I was walking. And being new to the city and not speaking Spanish particularly well, I couldn't really pick up on anything as far as their conversations, but they were certainly sort of talking in hushed tones, and some of them had a look of worry on their face, but there was definitely no panic. But I definitely grew a little bit more concerned. I walked about another block, and I saw a bunch of policemen, police cars, police motorcycles, blocking the road and directing traffic and pedestrians away from where my apartment really was and where the church was. And so then I started to get nervous and certainly started to be concerned, because I was wondering, you know, what's going on? People are going the other way, but I don't live the other way. And I definitely started to panic a little bit, but I still was sort of had my wits about me.
Did you talk to the police officers at all? Or?
So I didn't get all the way up to where the police officers were. And just from sort of my own personal life, if I see like them directing the crowd, I kind of go with the crowd. Mm-hmm. And I just knew that if they were there, they were definitely there for a serious reason. They wanted to be doing their job. And really no one was interacting with them. People were just kind of listening to where they were telling us to go. Mm-hmm. So I thought the last thing they want is a dumb American tourist walking up and like mumbling something in broken Spanish.
Yeah.
So I didn't talk to them, but I followed the rest of the crowd, sort of adjacent to my street. And as I walked, they continued to block off street after street. So I was now becoming more and more concerned as to, how am I going to get to my apartment? Is something seriously wrong going on? There is now sirens in the air, more and more cops showing up. And I definitely started to think, okay, this might be something serious. And that, you know, those vivid images and that sort of horror of the terror attacks so recently in my head definitely started to pop up. I got about two more blocks and finally could turn up the road and get closer to my apartment. And so I basically circumvented the area where the church was. And so by this time, there was really people sort of streaming all over the place away from the church, either into their apartments, to other parts of the city. And there was cops everywhere. And I really was pretty concerned at this point. But I didn't really hear anything. There was no screaming. There was no rushing like you would expect. So I was still kind of confused. But I was definitely nervous, you know, that you sort of get that bad feeling in your stomach, that like pit in your chest. And you sort of have that dread where you don't know why you feel that way, but you just feel like something's wrong. And that was definitely really something I'd barely ever felt before, and definitely not on this scale. I finally made it to my apartment and was honestly kind of in full panic mode at that point. Looking back, it's kind of funny, but I sort of sprinted up the stairs and locked my door. And of course, none of my roommates are home. How could they be, you know, when something bad's going on? And I immediately went to social media, which, thank God, we have something like social media. So I got to check the Barcelona police Twitter and just was generally searching or sort of news in Barcelona to see what was going on. And at first, Twitter and Facebook and, you know, the news channels and all these sort of information sources were talking about potential car bomb at the Sagrada Familia. And so this sort of had me in, you know, to some extent as a panic, as I didn't know if I was to not be where I was. Was I too close? Was I in harm's way? What was going to go on? Where were my friends? Where were my roommates? And so it was a really uncomfortable about 30 or 45 minutes. I finally saw on Twitter that it turned out to be just a bomb scare. There was a bomb threat called in. But obviously, in wake of the recent events, they were taking everything with serious precautions. So that's why they had blocked off all the roads. That's why they'd evacuated the subway. And it turned out to be just a scare, which to my own relief was really great news. But this story really sort of taught me a lot of things and made me realize a lot of things about how cushioned and sort of beautiful my life has been, how stress-free it's been, and how other parts of the world really are not this way.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there was a difference between how locals reacted to this event than maybe, say, yourself or other study abroad students from Milan?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the locals are more used to this. Spain in general has really had a lot of terror attacks in the past decade or two decades. And I think that, unfortunately, in Europe, not daily, but more frequent terror attacks are part of their life. And I think that living in a big city, an international city like Barcelona, when you see cops blocking a road off, you just kind of go about your day and go the opposite way. And coming from a small town in Connecticut, like, you never see anything like that. So for me, it was definitely sort of a shock. But I was really impressed with how they sort of just handled things, like, really professionally. And, like, everyone followed the rules. And there wasn't, like, panic, which I thought was pretty impressive. I think that definitely being a study abroad student there made my level of uncomfort a lot greater.
Right. Do you think knowing that this would have been something you had encountered would have deterred you from choosing a place like Barcelona to study abroad, or do you think you kind of knew that going in and just weren't afraid?
Well, to be quite honest, after the terror attack right before I arrived, I didn't really anticipate something like that happening again.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when something like that happens, security gets heightened to, you know, another level, and I certainly noticed the entire time I was there that the police presence was really, really good, especially in crowded touristy places. Like, there was always a ton of police around because they obviously were sort of on high alert. So, no, I definitely didn't consider ever not going to Barcelona, even after the terror attacks. But I also didn't think that a scare like this was ever going to happen to me.
Right.
Sort of how you never think something like that's going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky and it was just a threat. But I definitely think that it made me way more aware of my surroundings. It taught me how important it is to be cautious, and really, especially when you're somewhere where you're not fluent in the language, or you're not used to sort of the social unrest. I thought that was an important lesson to learn. And also, just going off that, while I was there, it was in the midst of really that independence movement by the Catalan people. So I was pretty prepared, having known about that and having researched it and heard about it, to have some sort of unrest and some sort of protests or violence going on in the city. So I definitely would say I was to some level prepared, but Nothing really ever prepares you for something like
right.
that, I guess.
Do you think this experience maybe would encourage you to choose even like more of something out of your comfort zone? If you chose to study abroad again, would you maybe consider going somewhere where there are more, you know, civil disputes or something, just because you've had an experience and you were able to get through and overcome it, and now you think you can reap the benefits of even maybe a dangerous place?
Definitely. I mean, I would never want to put myself in harm's way on purpose,
right.
but I feel a lot more confident in somewhere where it may not be as safe
mm-hmm.
as Elon.
Yeah.
And I think it was a great learning experience to be somewhere where life's a lot more delicate and their culture's a lot more fragile. There's more unrest. Even amongst the Spanish, the Catalans, and the capital have a lot of tension. And I thought it was like really educational to be there or be somewhere where there was tension like that. And if I was to go abroad again or go somewhere in the future, I would not really shy away from something like that,
mm-hmm.
as I could see why it would be a deterrent to some people, but I feel sort of like I gained a lot of confidence from it in
right.
moving on to another place like that, for sure.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Cool.